WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fabulous humans. It's your girl Riley Hart back with another dose of radiant confidence. You know I'm all about helping you shine brighter than ever, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without receiving anything in return? Or maybe you find yourself saying, yes, to things that drain your energy just because you don't want to disappoint someone? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We deserve to feel respected, valued, and safe in our relationships, and setting boundaries is the magic key to unlocking all of that. So let's get real for a second. Boundaries are like fences around your emotional well-being. They define what you're comfortable with, what you won't tolerate, and how others can treat you. Think of them as personal non-negotiables. They're not about being selfish or controlling, they're about taking care of yourself first and foremost. Here are 5 key takeaways that will empower you to set those boundaries like a boss. First up, get crystal clear on your values. What truly matters to you? Is it honesty, respect, kindness? Once you know your core values, it's easier to identify behaviors that clash with them. If someone consistently disrespects your time or belittles your achievements, that's a major red flag. Next, learn to say no without guilt. Seriously, it's a superpower. You don't have to justify yourself or explain your reasons. A simple, I can't do that right now, is often enough. Practice saying no in everyday situations, to avoid that extra meeting, to decline an invitation you're not feeling, even to say no to an extra slice of cake. You know it's for the best. Communication is key. When setting boundaries, be direct, clear, and assertive. Explain what you need and expect from others. Don't be afraid to use I statements like, I feel uncomfortable when, or I need some space when. This helps avoid blame and keeps the conversation focused on your needs. Remember, boundaries are not set in stone. They can evolve and change as your relationships grow and your needs shift. Be open to revisiting them and making adjustments along the way. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're used to people-pleasing or avoiding conflict. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Every time you stand up for yourself and assert your needs, you're taking a step towards creating healthier, happier relationships. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. Sarah was always the yes person. She'd help out with anything anyone asked, even if it meant sacrificing her own time and energy. She felt guilty saying no, convinced everyone would think she wasn't reliable or caring. But eventually, Sarah started feeling burnt out and resentful. She realized that by constantly putting others' needs before her own, she was neglecting her own well-being. One day, a friend asked Sarah to help plan a big party, but Sarah knew she already had too much on her plate. Instead of saying yes, out of obligation, she took a deep breath and said, "I really want to support you, but I'm already overwhelmed with commitments right now. Maybe I can offer some suggestions or be there to help out on the day itself." This simple shift in approach made all the difference. Sarah felt empowered and relieved. She was able to say no without jeopardizing her friendships, and she had more space to focus on her own needs. So remember, darlings, setting boundaries is a gift, not just to yourself, but to everyone around you. It creates space for healthier, more fulfilling relationships where everyone feels respected and valued. Take that leap of faith, embrace your power, and start setting those boundaries like the radiant queen you are. You got this. And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boundary setting boost, leave us a review, and join me on social media for more daily doses of confidence. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.